Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You genuinely cannot make this stuff up. You will not believe the answer that the President of the United States just gave when he was asked if he would pardon Sean Diddy Combs. Newsmax host Rob Finnerty asked him what should be a softball layup question, but Donald Trump actually goes on a long tirade about how maybe, possibly, he'll pardon Diddy, who is still facing more than a dozen civil suits, alleging years of sexual misconduct, alleging years of physical abuse against multiple victims, some his employees, and a lot of the most intense charges were dropped. They couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he was engaged in sex trafficking and conspiracy. A lot of these were very ambitious charges, and there are a lot of reasons we can go into, but I just want to say, bottom line, Sean Diddy Combs is still facing more than a dozen civil suits for doing a lot of heinous things, allegedly. There are allegations that he physically abused many, many women, and we can talk about that later in the video, but you're only as good as the company you keep, and Donald Trump has repeatedly shown that he cannot keep good company. He used to hang out with Diddy. He's hung out with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein during the peak of their abuse. He hangs out with people even till this day he can't pick good friends or allies. He's surrounded by Stephen Miller and the likes of, used to be Steve Bannon, people who are just awful, awful people. But I guess you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with. And Trump is also an awful person. So let's run through how this all developed. And I just want to say, this clip that I'm about to play you reminds me a lot of an unearthed clip from a while back where Trump is asked if he would declassify the Epstein files. Take a look at this clip. The way that Trump stutters and hesitates when he's asked about the Epstein files is very similar to the clip that I'm about to play you after.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you?
I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there because it's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world.
Can you even sound more guilty? He literally says, yeah, he hesitates a bit and says, you know, that will affect a lot of people's lives. This is him today in that same Newsmax interview being asked the same question.
That shouldn't be heard.
Yeah.
And I would assume that was why he was there. I want to release everything. I just don't want people to get hurt. You can't have people associated. First of all, the files were run by some very bad people and very sick people like Comey and Lisa, the whole group, you know, all those people in that office, they ran those files for 4 years. And if they were going to use the files, they would have used it before my election.
Right.
Because unless they're stupid, which to a certain extent they are stupid.
You're saying they would have released the information.
Democrats don't just weaponize the Department of Justice in the same way that Donald Trump does. But he says right there, you know, it hurts some people with associates. It could really hurt some people who are associated. He's talking about himself. This brings me on to the clip where he's asked about Sean Diddy Combs. This should be a home run, especially at this time when Donald Trump is, you know, facing accusations of being best friends with a sex trafficker who was Jeffrey Epstein, who's now dead, being somebody who covered up this abuse. He can't even say that, no, he just doesn't associate with somebody who is currently facing more than a dozen civil lawsuits alleging years of sexual misconduct and abuse and drugging.
Sean Diddy Combs.
Right.
Would you consider pardoning him?
Well, he was essentially, I guess, sort of half innocent.
Yes.
I don't know what they do. He's still in jail or something. But
yeah.
He was celebrating a victory, but he seems, I guess, it wasn't as good as a victory. I was very friendly with him. I got along with him. Great.
Yeah, of course you were friendly with him. Like, it shouldn't even be hard. If he's half innocent, that means he's also half guilty in Trump's mind, guilty of alleged sexual abuse, sexual assault. And here's the reality of it. You know, prosecutors went for quite ambitious charges. We can make a whole video about this case, but here's the rundown. Prosecutors went for quite ambitious charges like racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, force, fraud, and coercion of multiple young women, and the jury was overall not convinced without a reasonable doubt that he was engaged in racketeering, sex trafficking, conspiracy. These are some ambitious charges. That being said, Many of the lawsuits that are still ongoing allege she has physically abused women. So the facts are as follows. Diddy was acquitted for federal racketeering and sex trafficking, but convicted of transporting women for prostitution across state lines. He was not proven to have forced or coerced individuals into these acts, but there are many credible allegations of deeply abusive behavior, and he remains in custody awaiting substantial prison time, potentially. So let's watch this clip in its entirety, because it's just, this is wild. You're best friends with the sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, and now you can't even take the layup question.
Sean Diddy Combs?
Right.
Would you consider pardoning him?
Well, he was essentially, I guess, sort of half innocent.
Yes.
I don't know what they do. He's still in jail or something. But
yeah.
He was celebrating a victory, but he seems, I guess it wasn't as good as a victory. Probably, I was very friendly with him. I got along with him great. Seemed like a nice guy. I didn't know him well. But when I ran for office, he was very hostile.
He said some not so nice things about
you,
sir.
Yeah, and yes. It's hard, you know, like you, we're human beings.
Right.
And we don't like to have things cloud our judgment, right? But when you knew someone and you were fine, and then you run for office and he made some terrible statements. So, I don't know. It's more difficult. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It makes it more difficult to do.
But more likely a no for Combs, it sounds like.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about George Santos?
Boy.
I mean, genuinely, what are we doing here? Donald Trump can't even say that he won't pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, a convicted sex trafficker. Now he's playing the same game with the Diddy pardon that he was playing with the Jeffrey Epstein files, that he's playing with the Ghislaine pardon, that he played with every other previous pardon that he claimed he wouldn't execute on, but he ended up doing the pardons. Again, what are we doing here? At a time when you're really facing a lot of heavy allegations of being best friends with a sex trafficker, now you're thinking of pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, or at least not shooting down the idea. And we even have reports from Fox 5 New York that the White House is reportedly in talks with Diddy's legal team about potential pardon. Now, being in talks could mean a lot of things. It could mean that Diddy's legal team reached out. But the more research I did, it seems like Donald Trump is seriously considering pardoning Diddy. And this clip only confirmed that. It's disgusting. And, you know, Trump and Diddy were publicly friends the same exact time frame that Epstein and Trump were friends. Donald Trump was sending Jeffrey Epstein these luscious letters with sexual innuendos back in the peak of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual misconduct in the early 2000s, 2003, even after Jeffrey Epstein groomed and sex trafficked Virginia Giuffre straight out of Mar-a-Lago, they were best friends. So Trump praised Diddy as a good friend as late as 2012, saying, quote, "He's a good friend. I'm going to defend him." There are a bunch of photographs of them together. They were once at a Mercedes-Benz Polo Challenge in New York in 1998, but their relationship has really fallen off since Trump entered politics. Now, Diddy is aiming for some sort of pardon. There are talks like this. An administration source told Deadline that the pardon for the Act Bad rapper Diddy is being seriously considered after Combs was found guilty of 2 counts of prostitution. However, a source told Page Six, quote, "The White House will not confirm or deny pardons that may or may not happen." That sounds like Caroline Leavitt's wording right there, but I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the breaking news videos that we make, the debates, make sure you subscribe below and listen. I'm going to be traveling over this weekend and over the next few days, so it would mean the world to me if you turn on post notifications and subscribe so you can continue to support the videos, even if I'm recording them in my hotel room or the airport. It's going to be a long few days, but I can do it with you guys. You guys are literally the best. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.